Let's get now to the calls, BT. Justin is calling from Queens. What's up, Justin?
What's up, guys? This is a fascinating argument about Mike Brown. BT, I'm kind of with you. I'm looking at, I looked up as I was on hold, his record, right?
Yep.
And from 05, he's like, and just follow me for a second, starting from 05 in Cleveland, 50-32, 50-32, 45-37, 66-16, 61-21, and then 2011, he went to the Lakers, 41-25, then he gets fired.
Yep.
Fast forward to the Kings, 48-34, 46-36. Right. Here's my thing with him. He's been known to elevate teams. When he has good teams, they usually play above their head. If you remember when he was in Sacramento, they have kind of like a similar team to us because they have a ball dominant point guard who can score and De'Aaron Fox.
No, they got no wings, but yeah, other than
right.
that, yeah.
No, but I'm just saying a ball dominant guard,
yep.
right, and De'Aaron Fox, and then the big who can shoot in Sabonis, mm-hmm. right, and he took the Warriors to the seventh game in that first round, right, yeah. and they almost beat him, right. So my thing with him is he's got two jobs. Utilize the bench and unlock Bridges. If he does that, the Knicks will be better, and I think they'll take the next step. To me, it's just that
simple. Disagree with that, and thank you for the call, Justin. I don't think that that's his two jobs. First of all, utilize the bench. The bench is clearly better now than it was under Tom Thibodeau. That's number one. Number two, his biggest job is to figure out how to utilize Brunson and Towns together. That's it. That's the biggest thing. They have two stars. Bridges not one of them. It's Towns and Brunson. And the biggest issue, BT, that we talked about throughout the course of the postseason and some question marks in the regular season was figuring out Brunson and Towns together, specifically offensively, but just having them on the floor together. That's what Mike Brown has to figure out.
That's right at the top of the list, no question about that. I mean, what really his main mission is he's got to win a championship. He's got to get to the finals. He's got to win a championship. The Brunson-Towns duo/dynamic, that's at the top of the list. I do think he needs to make Mikal Bridges feel more comfortable. I think he's got to refine the role of Bridges. I'd like to see him play Kolick a little bit more. He strikes me as the kind of coach who might with the second unit. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, if Brunson and Towns aren't clicking, well, there's no championship.
Right, but that's the whole thing. You said unlock Bridges. You got to unlock Karl Anthony Towns and maximize his offensive game. That's the thing. Can he do that?
I mean, he did average 25 points a game last year, Sal. All-star starter.
Right, but they could not play together well enough. And he did not. See, to me, the one knock on Tibbs would be they did not maximize Towns and get him enough looks from beyond the arc in the postseason. They have to figure out how to maximize those two together. It can't just be, here's Brunson's shot, here's Bridges' shot, here's Towns.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Mike Brown better, and I think it will be a different offense, specifically catering to the skill set of both Brunson and Towns together on the floor.
I think that's going to actually happen very, very early. I think that's going to be pretty apparent as we watch the Knicks, the early stages of the season. Wow, look, it just looks different between Jalen and Karl Anthony Towns. And I understand that the responsibility of the coach is to, you know, we'll stick with the word unlock certain things here. But the onus is also on the star point guard to stop pounding the ball incessantly. Now, that's also part of the way the offense was set up, which is also part of the reason why I think it was time for Tom Thibodeau to go. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to see more spacing. And he mentioned spacing yesterday, which will obviously impact somebody like Bridges, an OG, and somebody like a deuce coming off the bench. So, but primarily, it's got to impact Jalen Brunson,
you know,
and Towns.
And one more thing. Instead of just reading off the Mike Brown wins and the seasons, why don't you go how many years he was with Cleveland, whether it's with LeBron or not, and then went to the Lakers like a normal head coach would do, right? You're a good head coach. Okay, team wants to move on. Fine, mm-hmm. You get another job elsewhere, just like it happened with Tom Thibodeau. Why was he only there for a year, basically a year with the Lakers? I was going to say a year plus, but it was five games. Why is that the case? Why did he not get another opportunity to be a head coach for all those years when he was assistant with Golden State? Never had an opportunity. Then he got back on the horse, got an opportunity in Sacramento, two good years, head coach of the year, and then it was just 2 years. Whereas Tom Thibodeau went from assistant, long-time assistant,
mm-hmm.
long-time assistant, head coach of the Bulls, five years successful. Then head coach of the T-Wolves, 3 years, okay, two good years, and you're thinking, oh, maybe it's petered out for Tibbs, then to the Knicks, and we know what he did with the Knicks.
But he also sat out a year in between the Chicago Bulls stop in Minnesota and a year in between the Minnesota job to the Knicks.
Right, okay, but
no, I'm just saying, wasn't it clear sailing?
But he went from one team to the next,
yeah.
And he was there multiple years.
He was there
years.
For a while.
I really don't know.
I don't know what happened with the Lakers. I really don't. I wish I did know, actually. Somebody find that. I don't remember that. I just don't.
Well, what happened with the Lakers and the Kings? Kings and why he didn't get another opportunity.
Well, I don't count the Kings because what he did for the Kings compared to what the Kings were before he got there speaks for itself. So no matter how the Kings frame it, I really couldn't care less because he's one of the best coaches they've had in a while. Rick Adelman was really good back in the day with some of those teams. But he did the job and then some that he was hired to do with the Sacramento Kings. Again, they won 31 games, 31 games, and 30 games. And then they took him right away. First year, 48.
Right.
That's a massive jump. And just to prove that it's not an anomaly in a conference that is better than the Eastern Conference, even then, the West, then he went 46 wins. He didn't dump down to 37 like Tom Thibodeau did.
Right.
Or 38, whatever it was.
And he lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Okay, who did he lose to?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I think it was Golden State.
Yeah, okay, well.
And it was seven games.
He lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Okay, Mike the Brown, Knicks could have lost to the Pistons this year.
Yeah.
I know that they didn't.
That's a big difference.
But it wasn't easy.
It's a big difference.
Wasn't easy.
Hey, Mike Brown's supposed to be a championship head coach.
You don't like Mike Brown. No. You're not feeling Brownie.
No, he's supposed to be a championship head coach. And all I'm seeing is failures in the postseason. I mean, that's all he's done is failures in the postseason. At the very least, if you want to say, all right, him and Tom Thibodeau are similar
they are.
As far as their careers, I think Tibbs has been proven to be better. But if you want to say that they're similar, okay, well, then why would I think that Mike Brown's going to be the guy to get them over the hump in New York specifically when he's never done that in his entire life?
I understand that. I'm not pushing back on that. This conversation, if you guys are just tuning in, if you missed it, by the way, the start of it was good, free Odyssey app. It's about me, at least for me, getting Mike Brown to the level that I believe he deserves. Not overstating it. Again, that's why I was joking. It's not Pat Riley, not Red Holzman, not Phil Jackson as a coach. You know, he's not one of those guys. He's never going to be one of those guys. But are you telling me he can't be a Brendan Malone, can't be a Frank Vogel, can't be a guy who wins a championship, a singular one? I fully believe that he could. And, you know, you wish Tom Thibodeau had some of the bench players, and you wish that maybe some other things were a little different. Now there's no hiding. You know, a lot of times during the regular season, because we're so focused on the Jets and the Giants, we kind of just, what did the Knicks do last night? Maybe give it 2-3 minutes. Mike Brown doesn't have that luxury. There's going to be a constant checking of the pulse of the Knicks. And with that, that could be amazing or it could be torturous. Get the job done, Mike.
I guess my question is, what makes you, like, anybody could, Tom Thibodeau also could have won a championship. He didn't get enough time here. Mike Brown could win a championship.
Dude, I said 5 years. We didn't get enough time. How many years do you need?
With this version of the team, what do you mean? Like, he did nothing to deserve getting fired. They just brought in real talent now to be championship caliber. He had one season to work with that talent, got to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes. Now,
I mean, I'd sign up for that every day of the week. Now, my question, though, is because I know what you feel about Tibbs and why you didn't believe he was the guy.
But I think you're missing one thing here. The reason why I don't think it's a sure bet or whatever that he was going to win the championship. I don't think guys wanted to play for him, dude.
Okay, so now what makes you think that Mike Brown can win a championship?
Well, number one, I think you're starting with better offensive concepts, and that was a problem for the Knicks, number one. Number two, I think that there will be different lines of communication. I think that there will be different allocation of roles. And I think that, again, in theory, the possibility for him to be better is there. It's not a certainty. Dude, he might bomb. He very well might bomb.
No, but based on anything he's done in his career, what would make you think? Like, those are all, you could say
dude,
that
about
anybody.
He's got a better resume than Tom Thibodeau.
Again, based on what exactly?
Okay, I'm gonna take player X and player Y. Player X hits 320. Player Y hits 309 in the regular season. Player X hits 319, and player Y hits 307 in the playoffs. Which guy has the better resume? It's player X.
Well,
Tom Thibodeau has a better regular season winning percentage, and he's got a better playoff winning percentage. That's a fact.
You're talking about Mike Brown.
Yes, thank you very much. Mike Brown.
Yeah, but BT, you're again, and maybe this is where you and I fundamentally
disagree. No, we might. It's all good, but that's definitely, I look at some of that stuff.
You're looking at numbers instead of reality.
Numbers are the reality,
Sal. No, they're not.
Well, they should be.
No, they're not. They're not the reality.
What was the reality for Tom Thibodeau in Minnesota?
Okay, he went there 3 years.
And he did nothing. They got better the minute he walked out the door. Yeah. Bang, better.
And what happened with the Knicks? What was the reality with the Knicks? With Tom Thibodeau. What was the reality with the Bulls? What was Mike Brown's reality that you think so good? He had LeBron James. They won 60 games back-to-back years. They didn't get to an NBA Finals.
That is...
He's supposed to win a championship.
That is, to me, the most craziest, ludicrous argument to lean on. Because every great... And Mike Brown's not great, neither is Tom Thibodeau. They're good. Every great coach has an all-timer next to him.
Who's Tom Thibodeau's all-timer? Coach. Where's his all-timer?
He had Derrick Rose before he blew out his knee. Okay. He doesn't have one.
Yeah, and how'd he do with Derrick Rose?
He did pretty well.
Okay,
didn't win a championship.
He didn't have...
Didn't get to the NBA Finals. Didn't do well enough is the answer.
I got news for you.
What?
Derrick Brown's not LeBron James.
I understand
okay,
that.
Okay, so LeBron James is one of a handful of players that are the greatest in the sport. That's all that Mike Brown has on his resume. And even with that, he couldn't win the one thing that the Knicks brought him here to do. Jalen Brunson isn't LeBron James. Karl Anthony Towns isn't LeBron James. So I'm supposed to believe that a guy who had the greatest player, arguably, in the world.
Yeah, behind Jordan, yep.
Handed to him and could, while he won 60 games, couldn't win an NBA championship. That same guy, I'm supposed to believe, is going to take the Knicks and win a championship with them.
No. I'm not saying
well, that's
that.
But that's what he's here for.
What I'm saying, here's what I think you should believe. That Mike Brown's a good coach.
But
that's
you,
it.
But
that's it.
Is he better than Tom Thibodeau? I say no, definitively not, and I don't know how you could argue the otherwise.
Well, I've given the reasons.
Different, yes.
And that's part of it, but I've given you tangible, like concrete numbers, but if you don't want to accept that, that's fine. Because, you know, the LeBron stuff, there's other things right. that you can incorporate. I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is that I think, like, when you talk about Mike Brown, you think you're talking about David Fizdale. I mean, dude, come on.
I think he's more Fizdale than he is.
Get the hell out of here,
100%.
He's 160.
Well, I heard the same stuff about Fizdale. Oh, the players are going to love him. They're going to love playing. They're going to want to come here and play for Fizdale.
Except, yeah, but did he ever win 60 games, Fizdale? I know he had a couple good years in Memphis. But and listen, what got me sold on Fizdale? Take that for data. Like, I saw that. I'm like, he's going to fit nice. And he got pushed around. He was a player's coach. He sucked. I had no players either. If you don't have players, we can yell all day. It doesn't matter.
So they have players.
They got players, and they got more because they have a bench now.
And ultimately, I still think, I said the same thing with Tom Thibodeau. If the Knicks fail to win a championship, it wasn't going to be because of him. I'm not going to blame Mike Brown, although I don't think they're going to be as good as they were with Tom Thibodeau. That's where you can knock Mike Brown. But if they don't win a championship, I'm not going to say, told you so, couldn't win a championship. Because I think ultimately they won't win because Towns and Brunson aren't good enough. If they don't win, it will be because that combination isn't good enough to overcome the Thunder or whatever other team.
You might be right. As a matter of fact, you're probably right, but I, without seeing it, I feel confident saying I know Tom Thibodeau wasn't changing that dynamic enough between Cat and Brunson, and I'm going to give Mike Brown a shot. Give the guy some respect. I mean, jeez, you think he's Art Howe?
Yeah. Hey, Cole. Oh, Cole's still going to build a championship sustainable.
What do you want him to say?
Oh, great.
What do you want? I can't shine Tom Thibodeau's shoes? What do you want to say?
Here's what I would like him to say. Hey, Tom Thibodeau did a great job
building
this
team
up.
He did say that.
My job is to get them over the hump and win a championship. Even though I've never done that before, I plan on doing it, and here's how. You don't have to give us the X's and O's, but I want to maximize Towns. And I just got a guy that was like, hanging on the keywords that people are going to just bite. Oh, yeah, he's going to change the culture and build a sustained championship team. Multiple championships. Okay, I've heard that before. I heard the same nonsense from Derek Fisher and endless other guys along the way.
Yeah.
I don't need the pretend nice guy laughing personality. I want a head coach. And Tom Thibodeau got that. No nonsense when Tom Thibodeau got hired. There's a little nonsense with the Mike Brown stuff that, to me, that wears that gets old real quick in this town when you don't win.
In this town for sure, but it hasn't gotten old around the NBA, and those guys would know better than both you and I because they've been around the guy for all different teams and different players. Mike Brown's immensely respected, but just keep in mind, understand this, that as you talk about, you know, Tom Thibodeau and Mike Brown being affable or laughing, however you framed it, That doesn't bother me. I thought he did a good job at the press conference. Keep in mind, though, the guy that you think is better did not practice during the season, and his stars wanted to. It's a problem.
Yeah, but he ran them harder than anybody else in the regular season. Also, the guy that you're saying is more affable, the players and everybody loves him, he got canned twice.
So did Tom Thibodeau.
No.
Oh, 2 years. Okay.
His personality that is so lovable by everybody, and he's a great guy, and the coaches, players love him, and everybody loves him, canned after 1 year in L.A.
And
two good years in Sacramento.
And we trust the Kings' instincts, those losers?
I'm saying twice it happened. There's probably, where there's smoke, there's fire. Put it this way. I'm willing to bet he won't last more than 2 years with the Knicks.
If he gets a championship, I don't care.
Well, he's not getting a championship.
That's it?
He's not getting a championship. In 2 years?
That's how you can end the segment? He's not winning a champ. It's over. Knicks aren't going to win a championship?
I do not believe Mike Brown's winning a championship.
Oh, God, I hope he shoves it down your throat, man.
I mean, I'd love to see it, too. It's not happening.
I know you would, but he's sleeping on the stool, man. He could coach.